Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 16th, 2019. I'm Justin Coffin. This is the podcast. Yeah, you know it's a podcast. You're listening to it. I don't know why I said that, you know? Remember when I used to do The Download, which is a show on WGN? I would say right before we went to break, at the beginning of the show, I'd say, it's a show about Chicago starring those who know it well. And I would say it every single night. It was like a thing I had to say. And then one day I woke up and I was like, don't they know that by now? Like, how many new people are coming to a broadcast? Like, guy driving in Canada, listening to WGN. He's like, oh, maybe I'll try this out. Oh, it's about Chicago. About those who know it well. Or we're just wasting space. But in this case, it's on demand. So if you're listening to this for the first time, we make fun of the local news. How about that? Big weekend this weekend. Boy, oh boy. I don't want to make a big deal about this because it will be made a big deal by future generations. But I have made it to the championship for the fourth year in a row in fantasy baseball. Now, I know that you hear that and you're like, you laugh like my family did when I said to my son this morning, can you believe your dad has won, got to the championship 4 years in a row? And then it was subsequent laughing. They're laughing at me for a good 3 minutes. Miles actually choked on something. He was laughing so hard. Mostly at my wife, who was making fun of me, rightfully so. But there is something to be... I go, you'll figure it out. You know, later in life, when you're an adult, you'll figure it out. You'll see how important or how monumental this is. And got to the fourth championship, which starts today. Also, softball playoffs supposed to start tonight. And some disappointing news just now. Breaking news that said that the softball playoff round one is canceled because the fields have not recuperated from the rain. I guess it rained yesterday at some point. They did not do anything to treat the fields or anything. They started to rake them today, and they're too muddy to play softball. It's like this is the third week in a row that we have yet to play the playoffs. We're not going to start softball summer playoffs until September 23rd. And I know it's a little bit of, I think it's a mixture of bad Mother Nature and also at the same time league incompetence. It's a little bit of both. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I also got bad news, too, that they're not going to broadcast live. The WGN's not going to broadcast live the championship softball game, which, damn it, that was my jam. I was so excited about that, right? Like an ode to Chicago summer and 16 inch softball on a live broadcast. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. I've been talking about that in this podcast for weeks now. And we just don't have the, I don't know what we don't have. The interest? I think it's the interest. I was going to say resources. No, we're okay on that. Engineers, we got that. Interest? Management interest. Due to management disinterest. The idea of doing a softball broadcast has been nixed. Hey, that's their prerogative. That's why they're management, right? Dude, I don't see why people don't say that more often. Due to management disinterest, this program's been canceled. All right. Now you're up to speed on all my extracurriculars. All right, you ready? Let's do the headlines. It's Monday, September 16th, and CPS and CTU have not come to a deal on a teacher's contract. They can authorize a strike in 10 days. The Trib wrote an editorial saying that teachers should take a deal. But then again, the Trib has Colonel McCormick's blood running through their ink, and I don't know they've ever, ever in their life sided with a union. Here's the problem as I see it, and it's not just with teachers, it's with cops too. What's the appropriate level of staffing and benefits? Just give me that answer. What is it? At any point in the last 10 years, were concessions made to lower those staffing levels and benefits with promises to bring them up to normal? And did that ever happen? Or did it not? And now you're acting as if this is the new normal. That's the way that negotiations seem to be playing out right now. That the city's like, hey, we're going to give you 15%. And they're like, 15% only gets us to -5. I'm terrible at integers. It's not my thing. With the little, you know, the subtraction there and this and that doesn't work. But I do know that, you know, there is, you know, 10 over 0, 10 times 0 is still 0. That has nothing to do with what I'm trying to say. Man, my Algebra 2 skills just falling apart. You can tell I didn't do so well with it in high school. But my point being, They got to get back to zero before they can start asking what the addition is. And I just feel like we're kind of being, again, manipulated. Like, tell me what the deal is, right? I want to know. Because right now, the mayor's making it seem that both the police and the teachers are greedy. And now the Tribune is piggybacking. And that's never good. Former Alderman Danny Solis is going to jail. He's getting $95,000 a year for his pension. No. Sorry, I thought this was a headline about jail, but I guess it's no. There's really nothing you and I can do about it. Because frankly, he didn't get busted for corruption. He never got a case. He just didn't run for re-election. So frankly, he is a city worker who gets a city pension, so he's getting $95,000 a year. For wearing a wire. That's awesome. For getting weird massage parlors. That's what he's going to spend his pension on. $95,000 a year. He's like, yeah, well, I get a lot of full body massages. And now it's time for Should I Click Through or Not? In today's Tribune, a pigeon poops on lawmaker discussing pigeon poop problem at CTA station. Should I click on that? I mean, it kind of gave me all the info, right? Do I care who the lawmaker is? Because if it were a brand name lawmaker like Ed Burke or Senator Durbin, it would say Durbin got pooped on. Lawmaker tells me it's not going to be anyone special. I get the concept. I mean, what else are you going to tell me? The color of the bird? You're going to tell me where he got pooped on? Did people laugh? Like, I'm not sure there's any more information in there that isn't in the headline. A pigeon poops on lawmaker discussing pigeon poop problem at CTA station. Pass. I chose not to click. And this has been Should I Click Through or Not? They found a rabid bat on the south side. Mikey, if you can hear me, the Vitellis are coming. Run! That's a Goonies reference. I don't know if you remember that when the bats are coming out of the... Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just got my mind on Goonies. In sports, the Bears beat the Broncos yesterday. But did they? Did they really? I mean, a win is a win, but the Bears played another timid offensive game until the very last play when Mitch found an open Allen Robinson to get into field goal range. Really a defensive lapse by the Broncos. Better them than us, I guess. But the Broncos have the look of a team that is coached by Vic Fangio. Like, they just really do. There are going to be a lot of dumb losses for that squad. But the Bears? Jeez, the ugly win covers up the fact that they just aren't very good right now. And that the QB play is pretty foul. Defense played well again. Actually, this game reminded me a ton of the playoff game against the Eagles. Think about it. Same vibe. Can't believe we're still in this. Can't believe we let them score late. Can't believe we marched down in seconds. Just this time, I can't believe we actually hit the field goal. It's the same story. And then the kicker spoke. Eddie Pinheiro made the kick, and then he went off on a weird, "You believe in Jesus now?" rant. What? What are you talking about? We like you. Why are you trying to not like you? The first thing as an athlete can do to get us to not like you is to get religious. That's the first thing. Doesn't matter what religion it is, but you're going to get right into religion. You're like, all right, where's the remote? I don't need the kicker telling me what I need to believe in. Jeez Louise. The religious kicker. You know what we were joking about yesterday? That what's going to happen with football is football becomes more and more divisive because of politics and Trump and kneeling and all that kind of stuff. You're going to see quarterbacks start doing their, when they yell out the audibles and the calls, when they say, Omaha, Omaha, those are going to be issues, political issues. So Joe Flacco, we were saying Joe Flacco gets under center and is like, immigration, immigration. You know, and you're like, I like that guy. I like that guy. Or like, pro-choice, pro-choice. You'd be like, I know what, I'm with this quarterback. That's what's going to happen. They're going to start naming their audibles as political stories. Maybe. Anyway. Now bring on the Redskins. Monday Night Football coming up here. So once again, we can have a whole country go, man, this team was picked to win it all? Oh, boy. I don't know what to think of that game. I guess the winner's Khalil Mack. The best part of that game was the number 72 on the Broncos kept getting called for holding. It became like a joke. You just like, every time we just would laugh every time they're like, holding number, wait for it, 72. Yes! Yeah. That's about it. Really wasn't any highlights in the game. Like, I wanted to do, like, a winners and losers. I'm like, winner, eh. Loser, eh. This is the kind of game that you're just not going to remember. There was a game a couple years ago where the Bears under John Fox were playing the Broncos. and Marion Barber was the running back, and he didn't go out of bounds when he should have gone out of bounds, or the other way around, he went out of bounds. And then the Broncos somehow at the end of that game hit a long field goal on Tim Tebow. Remember that? It's going to be that kind of memory, except there's none of that. There's no... I just feel like in 3 years, you'd be like, remember when we beat the Broncos? You'd be like, eh, I don't know, man. There's a big cheese plate in front of me. I wasn't really paying attention. I think everyone agrees. It just feels a little dirty. Like, you can't look a Broncos fan in the face and be like, gotcha, we dominated you. Or any NFL football fan to be like, oh, gosh. Wow, but the kicker hit a 53-yarder, so I guess he's mayor. All right, what else? You know what they should do? The Bears should hire the Cubs hitting coach. It's unbelievable because the Cubs just set records this weekend at Wrigley, put up 47 runs in 3 games. What a weekend for the Cubs rookie Nico Horner and for K-Bry, who's lights out. Now the bad news, Anthony Rizzo, he's got his ankle caught in the turf or something, and he had to be helped off the field. Ugh. If he's out for the remainder of the year, oh no. But then again, it could be the start of legend of Victor Caratini. Remember when Caratini first got his start? That's what they're going to be. So now the Cubs welcome the Reds for 3 more at Wrigley, getting hot at the right time because the Cardinals are coming to Wrigley this weekend for a 4-game set. Right now the Cubs are 2 back of the Cardinals, 1 ahead of the Brewers in the wild card. Come on, Cubs. Mark my words, I think the Cubs are going to win the Central. Brewers get the wild card. The dumb Cardinals are out. That's my thought. I watch the Cardinals and I'm like, nah. Paul DeJong. No. DeJong is not a last name. It's a pasta dish. All right. The White Sox lost 2 of 3 on their trip out to Seattle, but big weekends for the bat, including Eloy Jimenez, who was named AL Player of the Week. He's not even on our radar right now. It was all Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson. They're the ones chasing titles. And add Moncada to that mix. That's quite an offense. But not much to show for it this weekend as the bullpen did not do its job. There are 13 games left. So to avoid 90 losses, the Sox will have to go 8-5. Eesh. And then they start a 3-game series with the Twins in Minnesota tonight. How about this? You ready for this? The Chicago Sky lost their 1-game playoff to the Vegas Aces yesterday in the worst way possible. Do you see this, Pete? The Aces chucked a 3 from the scorer's table to take the lead with mere seconds remaining. Seriously, that's how you lose a playoff game? That's not cool. There should be a penalty. You can't be doing that. You can't be chucking balls from the scorer's table and winning games. A great game to go on the road and come seconds away from stealing one, but still. You know what? It's not as much Chicago Sky's loss as it is the WNBA's. Nobody wants to watch the Aces. No, there's nothing on that team that's worthwhile. All the articles talk about how fun the Sky are, and they're bringing excitement back to the WNBA, and then the actual league gets in the way with a seriously dumb playoff system. Hope people watch the Aces take on the Mystics next week. Jerks. All right, in college football, we're wrapped there. Northwestern beat UNLV, but the Illini got beat by Eastern Michigan at home. So lovey. C'est la vie. So lovey. So lovey. Yeah, whatever. Laura Wacker Live, September 16th. Try to play on words right there. Beats by Wes Restless, produced by Pete Zimmerman. We'll be back at you tomorrow. Bye.